the Father, and Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. First Sunday of the blessed month of Baba, the readings and the church is actually, I can't talk, so let's do this. The church is reminding us of one very important thing, which is the action and the effect of the Lord in our lives. And His, specifically His purification, His sanctification. That's why today in the book of Acts, Acts 13, which is part of the sermon that, or the first sermon that St. Paul gave. And in that, in verse 39, he says, "And by him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. By him, everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified." But then he talks about something that's very important. He's taking this from the Old Testament. He goes, "Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish. For I work a work in your days, a work which you will by no means believe, though one were to declare it to you." Be aware, watchful, marvel, because the day is come. That day, Habakkuk talks about it in the Old Testament, that's the day of the judgment of the Lord. So here, as we are reading the story of the paralyzed man and the four who came and opened the roof and allowed him to come in front of the Lord, it's not just about a miracle of healing. But actually, if we go back again, this is in Mark 2, just the beginning of St. Mark. And if you look at the first chapter of St. Mark, it's all one word that is repeated several times, which is immediately, 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 للوقت, للوقت, للوقت. It shows the action of the Lord, that he is coming for a mission, and there is no time to waste, and there is no time to waste in anything else. It's now, it's immediately. He's been healing, he's been teaching. The healing is for because of the teaching, nothing else. Nothing else other than that. And because of that, the people were able to come, not just for the healing, but again for the teaching. For the teaching. And what we want to talk about today is the way to that purification. Actually, the verse that I just read in Acts, that by him everyone who believes is justified, the Greek is actually everyone who believes will be freed. Freedom. Freedom. Freedom in a time that we all need to be freed. In a time that everything around us is actually making us prisoners of thoughts, of anxiety, of fear, of the uncertainty, of everything. And that's where comes again the first Sunday of the month to declare this very important fact. That where Christ is has to be freedom. If the Son frees you, you are truly free. That's what he said. So that's the question that we want to ask ourselves today, specifically now as we come to the church. And as I always say, the time that we are here in the liturgy is not just time to be physically here. No, let's pray about that. Let's really evaluate ourselves and see how free are we. He came to declare that freedom. He came to justify. He came to purify. And those four friends and their friend, the paralyzed man, realized this. And because of that, they came. And that's what I want to talk about in those three steps right away, which is the way to the freedom, the way to Christ. The way to Christ. The Lord is not only, as we've been saying all the time, not just a person, not just a God that we ask in order to receive. But we come in front of him in order to be freed, in order to be in his presence. And there is no better time to be in his presence other than the liturgy, as he is on the table and we are all gathering together to be in one body with him, and he is in the midst of us. Three things real quick, which is number one, what the four people did. Number one, they heard. The gospel says that when the people heard that he was in a house, Before that, he was on a mission, as I said. It says immediately he did this, immediately he did that. And then they tried to siege him, he tried to confine him in one place, and he fled away from them in order to continue his teaching. But finally, he came to a house. And as like, we got him. You stay there. And people heard. So the first step in order to walk towards freedom is hearing. hearing. Do I really hear or not? Hearing is actually to be attending, consider, understand. Understand what the message is. Understand why is he there. Understand the basics of our relationship with him. Understand that there is day for judgment. Hear, oh, you are despaired, and oh, you are just sitting, not doing anything. Hear, because there is a time for judgment. Number one, hear. Hear and understand. Number two, what they did is they came to him. The four, when they heard, they brought the paralyzed man, and they took an action. Took an action. He is there. There is problem. There are people all over the place. We're not able to maybe reach out to him, but they came. And came again with the meaning of motion. There is activity. There is dynamic. The same word come, in the actual word is used for come and go. In Arabic, جه أو تعالى أو روح is the same word sometimes. They are using the same word, come or go, because they are coming to him and they are going to him and they are leaving what's behind in order to again receive what? The purification and sanctification before the healing. Even if that was not what was on their mind, but the Lord right away changed and said what? You are forgiven. Before he said you are what? Healed. They came. Motion, action, dynamic. When I hear the voice come, I go. It's not today, maybe tomorrow. I'm okay, I'm busy. You know, Abuna, life is very hard. You just don't know what's happening out there. And we keep postponing and we keep holding that coming to him. And by doing this, we are staying and waiting and sitting still, not able to receive anything. Today is the day, as St. Paul says. Today is the day of salvation. Today, as I hear, I go, I come. And finally, number three, they removed. What did they remove? They removed the roof in order to be able. Remove what is holding you from seeing him. Remove what's holding you from coming closer to him. Remove what is holding you from being in his presence. As we are now in the liturgy, remove what's disconnecting you. Don't think about what's happening to after. Don't think about what's happening now. Don't think about who is here. Remove. If you want to get the freedom, if you want to get the healing, if you want to get the forgiveness, let's come and remove. The word actually used to take, to separate. Separate. As sin separates us from him, we also need to separate the sin from our midst. And that needs a daily evaluation, daily watchfulness, daily vigilance, daily prayer, daily Bible, daily. Not just one time, oh, Abuna, thank you, that was a very nice sermon, we'll go do it, and then tomorrow it's a different world, back again to where we're at. We can't do that. We cannot do that. Today, separate. Why? Because he has the freedom. Why? Because he has the purification. Why? Because he has the sanctification before the healing of the physical sickness. And why? Because there is a day for judgment. And that's what we don't realize sometimes. We forget the fact. Again, look at St. Paul taking this verse. Behold you despisers. Despisers, بالعربي إيه؟ متهاونون. I don't care. I don't care. And we're sorry to say that honestly, we're seeing this more and more nowadays, you know, with COVID being coming close to 6-7 months and everything is the same. Like, okay, like, what's wrong? I used to go to church before every week. Now it's once a week, once a month. Thank God, that's very good. You know what? Abuna, don't ask too much. No. The church is the church that's in our house, in our heart. Even if I can't come physically here, I have the altar that's in my heart. Don't be despiser. متهاون. Till when? Do not be a despiser. Behold, you despisers, marvel and perish. تعجبوا وهلكوا. It's very strange. St. Paul is telling the people, those are the Christian who the Jew who became Christian in the synagogue, that he's teaching them, be careful. Be careful. Nothing will save you other than him. So here, come and separate. Just those three things. If you can pray about those things, three things during the liturgy. See what's really holding us from seeing him, from being in his presence. You don't have to deal with it. Just bring it to the surface and put it on him. Like, Lord, you know, that's enough. That's enough. Separate. I want to see you. I want to taste. I want to enjoy. We are doing things all the time, but are we really enjoying that relationship? Do you wake up in the morning and say, I can't wait to spend my time with you in the morning? Or wake up in the morning and we're rushing into our routine, and then comes night, oh, you know what? I don't think I prayed today. I don't think I read my Bible today. I think I was just so busy, but you know what? I'm so tired tomorrow. And tomorrow never come. The way for the freedom, three things. Hear, come, and separate. And leave the rest on him. By him and him only, we are purified, we are sanctified, and we are justified. To him the glory, now and forever, to the ages of all ages. Amen.